So, you have a movie for me?
Yes, sir, I do. I was thinking we could do a Dr. Doolittle movie.
Oh, yeah, tap into that pre-existing Doolittle fan base.
Oh, yeah, we're gonna get that Doolittle money. There are diehard fans out there.
Wow, 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 wow.
And we're also gonna get that Marvel money.
What do you mean?
Well, I managed to get Robert Downey Jr. to agree to have this be his first post-Marvel movie.
Oh, wow, how'd you manage that?
I told him you'd give him $20 million and a cut of the box office returns.
Oh, kinda wish you asked me first.
I also convinced a bunch of celebrities to come voice the animals.
By promising them a bunch of my money?
By promising them a bunch of your money.
Sounds kind of expensive, like the budget's really gonna add up.
Well, yeah, but we're gonna have Robert Downey Jr. in celebrity voices. People are gonna flock to the theaters.
Oh, he is very likable. It'll be cool to see him do that charming Tony Stark thing.
Actually, no, he's not gonna do that.
Oh, he's not?
Now, he wants to make sure that this is very different from Tony Stark, so he's gonna kinda, you know, clench his jaw and mumble a Welsh accent to himself.
Sounds hard to understand.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
Can he do a Welsh accent?
No, not really.
Wow, so what are some of the animals gonna be?
Well, there's gonna be a polar bear who's always cold, which is ironic and therefore good writing.
Oh, who's gonna voice him?
I have his headshot right here.
Oh, John Cena, that's a great picture.
Yeah, and I also thought we could get Rami Malek to voice a gorilla who's scared of things.
Didn't you tell me anything else about the character?
I can't, because that's all.
Oh, okay.
There's also gonna be a fox in like two scenes, and she's gonna be like, Vive la résistance!
Why would a fox say that?
Well, because she's gonna be voiced by Marion Cotillard.
Oh, and she's French.
She is, so her character is gonna say a famous French phrase with seemingly no context.
That works for me.
There's also gonna be a cute little squirrel, but with Craig Robinson doing an angry voice.
Oh, a cute little animal with an angry voice? How'd you think of that?
Well, I was inspired by, you know, every kid's movie ever.
I love it.
We're also gonna have a parrot voiced by Emma Thompson, and she's gonna narrate this thing.
What kind of narration are we talking?
Well, sometimes I forgot to explain important story elements in actual scenes, so I just have a parrot fill in the blanks while we show CGI landscapes.
So there is a story?
Yeah, kind of. Maybe, a little.
Well, what happens in this thing?
Well, Dr. Doolittle's wife dies, so he becomes a recluse for like 7 years.
Okay.
But then the queen gets poisoned, and if she dies, he loses his house or something.
So what does he do?
Well, he has to travel to this mythical island, because there's a flower there that's the only thing that can cure her.
If the island's a myth, how does he know the flower is a cure?
I don't know.
Fair enough.
So he takes off on a boat with his animals and this kid Tommy that wants to be his apprentice.
Oh, Tommy, what's his deal?
Well, he spends most of the movie looking at animals like this.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, sure. And that's it?
Well, also, just by hanging out with the animals, he starts to understand their languages too, just like Doolittle.
Wait, so this isn't just some ability that Doolittle has, it's something that can be learned by listening to animals?
That's right. So he's like, hey, when the bees go bzzz, that means this, right? And when the bear says this, that means that.
So each animal has a different language.
Yeah, sure, that seems to be what I wrote here.
So how can the animals speak to each other, and how can Doolittle speak to more than one species at a time?
Oh, well, actually, I'm gonna need you to get all the way off my back about how the animal language work.
Oh, okay, let me get off of that thing.
So anyway, the good guys are being chased by this bad guy, Mudfly, right?
Okay.
And so his ship is getting real close to theirs, so Doolittle uses whales to make his ship go faster.
Is this like a whale that he knows?
I guess so, yeah, sure, I don't care.
Well, okay then.
So then the parrot informs us that they're actually going to this pirate island now.
How come?
Because Doolittle's wife has a journal there that has instructions in it or something, I don't care.
Okay.
But this pirate island is ruled by the wife's dad, Antonio Banderas, who, by the way, was very interested in the project.
Oh.
Sorry, the paycheck.
Oh, okay.
And he blames Doolittle for his daughter's death, so Doolittle has to be super sneaky.
What does he do?
Well, he actually used to live on this island or something, so he reconnects with a dragonfly he knows.
Didn't you say that Doolittle stayed at home for like 7 years after his wife died?
That's right.
And isn't the lifespan of a dragonfly like 6 months?
Well, here's the thing about insects and animals. I did no research on them whatsoever.
Sure seems that way.
So then an ant makes a reference to The Godfather, which is gonna appeal to somebody in the audience, maybe.
Wow. Oh, yeah, who is that for?
I don't know, the animals just kind of say things, sometimes in reference to movies. The duck makes a Rush Hour reference.
Oh, it does.
Yeah, it's like, do you understand the words that are coming out of my bill?
Oh, a very fun play on the 1998 Chris Tucker movie quote.
So eventually Doolittle gets thrown in this cell with this angry tiger that wants to eat him.
Uh-oh, so what does he do?
Well, he uses a mirror to reflect light, almost like a laser pointer, so it gets distracted like a cat.
Oh, that's actually clever, you know, using something relating to cats to disable the big cat.
And then the gorilla busts in and and kicks the tiger in the nuts and chokes him out.
Oh my god, okay, never mind.
So they're all gonna go to this other island, and there's a dragon there.
Oh, a dragon. There are mythical creatures now.
Yeah, there are mythical creatures now.
Well, okay then.
So then this dragon straight up, like, kills and devours a bunch of bad guys.
Oh my god.
And that mudfly guy falls off a cliff.
Oh, and so he's just done? That story's over?
It's just over. So then the good guys are like, oh, we're gonna have to deal with this frickin' dragon.
Is that gonna be hard to do?
Actually, it's gonna be super easy. Barely an inconvenience.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Dr. Doolittle pulls some bagpipes out of its butthole.
What? He does what? What does he do?
Well, the dragon had a very clogged butthole, so Doolittle pulls some bagpipes out of it.
Oh, dragon buttholes are tight.
Not particularly, no. They're just some large objects in there.
So then what happens?
The longest fart you can imagine, and farts are hilarious, so this is just gonna be a great piece of cinema.
And this is like the climax of the film?
Pretty much, yeah. The whole movie's been building to them getting to this point, so yeah.
Wow, 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 wow.
And then the dragon turns to Doolittle, like, now I'm gonna help you.
Oh, is the dragon gonna do something to his butthole now?
No, she's gonna lead him to the magic plant he was looking for.
Oh, okay, good.
And then the John Cena polar bear says, teamwork makes dreams work.
Oh, that does sound like what a polar bear would say after seeing a man pull bagpipes out of a dragon's clogged colon.
Totally.
And let me just say, not only do I think there's nothing wrong with that scene, I'd like to pay a bunch of money to bring it to life.
So you like the movie?
Well, I mean, we have Tony Stark, we have a bunch of celebrities voicing animals, some of which have characteristics. I'd feel comfortable dropping like 175 mil on this thing.
You won't regret it, sir.
Hey guys, it's Ryan here. Hope you like that pitch meeting.
There are over 100 episodes of Pitch Meeting on the channel that you could check out.
I also have some other videos on there, so click around.
Also, let me know in the comments section what other movies you'd like to see these pitches for.
Don't forget to hit the like button, the subscribe button, the bell button, the button, I don't know.
Thanks for watching, guys. I'll see you next time.